Welcome to the Good Health Workshop, a show about health, nutrition, cleansing, and detoxification. We will support you where you are and encourage you to reach your health goals. Our purpose is to share information, raise your level of consciousness, and keep you inspired to transform your life. My name is Donna Peroni, and I have a special guest today, the very wonderful Louisiana Zinn.
It's wonderful to be here with you, Donna. We've had so many shared experiences psychically, and finally now we're sharing it with the public.
Yes, we are. So she's already giving it away what our topic of the day is. We are going to talk a little bit about psychic development and tuning into that inner voice within yourself. And Louisiana is going to share a little bit about her work as a psychic. Yes, a psychic. And I know from personal experience of knowing Louisiana for how many years now?
Oh, at least 10, possibly 11 years.
Yeah, long time. Mm-hmm. So,
in this lifetime.
In this lifetime. Don't you love her already? But she's been a professional psychic for a very long time.
We won't say how many years.
Okay.
A long time.
And you've done radio before.
I have, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your work and about you.
Well, I really started working with people, not knowing I was working with people, when I was a child. There was no way to identify or put a name on it, but adults wanted to be around me more than children, and I preferred that too, actually, to tell them certain things. And obviously, when I grew up, I realized that that's what I was doing, giving them information that they had not previously had knowledge about. And so then later I studied it, and I went through the route of trying to pick what subjects appealed to me in terms of how I would hone and refine the craft, which I believe everybody has, by the way, if you want to talk about that. That's everyone has this. I would say it's a gift. It's an ability that we just haven't yet tapped into. And so I've done a lot of radio, public lecturing, and I had a healing center here in Manhattan for quite a few years.
And that involved Reiki?
It involved Reiki, meditation, stress management counseling, you name it, anything to do with spiritual training.
And this was 1980s, 1990s?
80s, 90s, and going into actually up until about 2005.
Hmm. And you still work with clients on an ongoing basis?
I do.
That's amazing. Well, Louisiana, what a great name, right?
Thank you. It's my name.
Yes, it's her name. We met over the colonic table.
We did, and that was a wonderful experience for the audience. If they haven't availed themselves of it, it is fantastic.
And so we've gotten to know each other over the years, and you know, I've definitely had numerous experiences of just chit-chatting about things that were happening, and a lot of times before I even started to tell you a story or gave you any details, you would ask me a question, and it was obvious that you were already psychically tuning into something that was happening. And as I would tell the story, you would say something else, and it would, you know, you kind of could know what I was saying. You know, it was quite interesting, you know, over the years, because I would immediately recognize it and say, okay, psychic lady, like, what do you got for me? And I think I've said a few times, maybe I should pay you for the colonic today.
Well, my method, and there are so many different ways of working with people, but I try not to be invasive or hit them over the head with information. So I do it in a much more subtle way by just having a chit-chat. It seems as if we're just having a nice conversation, and then the information comes out.
Yeah, I mean, I have been in contact with psychics, you know, in my life, and have found them sometimes to be rude, abrasive. You are such a lady.
Thank you.
Yes, and I know that you are a very spiritual person, and that you are very sensitive. And I would think a psychic should have a degree of sensitivity in terms of how they relay that information, right?
Well, I think that, and I'm not knocking anyone, because anyone who does this work, I believe their heart is in the right place. It's the delivery that sometimes can be misguided. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember, I think, that's my opinion, that we must be truthful when giving the information. We must have integrity. But we also need to be delicate because people are coming to us with questions. They're suffering. They're stressed out. They're not sure what to do. And so we need to handle it in a way that that addresses their vulnerability and they can feel comfortable and a rapport is established.
Mm. So let's talk more about your journey. So you realized even as, it sounds like a child, that you were able to kind of know things. And that knowing led you to research further. And then, like, how does it happen that you just started accepting money for it? Or, you know, how did that all sort of happen?
Well, I had to earn a living. And I knew that I had this ability. I also knew that, and I love teaching, which I've done for many years. So I knew that I would be able to teach individuals how to develop this because I believe we all have these abilities. It's not just given to special people. In fact, we're all special. We all have this gift, and I believe it's a part of the brain we just haven't utilized that much, like exercising a muscle.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe in a little bit we'll talk more about that, maybe a technique or a way we could tune
Absolutely.
In. Absolutely. So maybe in our next segment we'll do that. I know, you know, I sort of want to get into a little bit of one of my experiences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So not long ago, Louisiana came in to see me, and it was Christmas Eve. And my mother had passed away last April. And Louisiana was so kind. She actually even came to the services for my mom. She came out, which I was so touched by that. But anyway, here we are, Christmas Eve. She's the last client. And she, as soon as we start the session, she's like, I can sense your mother is present, is here. And I don't think you really ever said that in the last year. And I was like, oh, great. My mom finally has come to Gravity to see my office because she never liked coming to New York City. She lives on Long Island. So she had never seen Gravity and my Colonic Wellness Center. And anyway, you said she's showing me a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mom had some issues with hoarding. She just, you know, she had a lot of stuff. And she did have a lot of costume jewelry. So to me, it was like, oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer, of course. But you weren't letting up. You were like, no, she's showing me a bracelet. Like, it's something about a bracelet. She really wants you to know about this. And then I remembered that my father, just the night before, had said that he's concerned because he's been looking through all of the things, trying to find a gold charm bracelet that he gave her back in 1970. And there were two charms on it and, you know, all my love, you know. And one of the charms actually was a Christmas charm, and it was given to my mom on Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting shivers right now because it was just so amazing. I remembered this, and then I called my dad as soon as I got home, and I told him. He got very excited, and I was going over the next day, Christmas Day, and he says, well, I have a bunch of stuff for you to go through. And so Christmas Day, after everyone left, I picked up the first box, which had some jewelry in it, and it was like all these beads. I'm telling a long story here. All these beads kind of tangled up, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if there's anything of, you know, like this charm bracelet. Mm-hmm. And my mom wasn't really a fan of gold jewelry. She loved all the, like, the novelty kind of costume jewelry. So this was like her only piece of, like, better jewelry. And she even had told my dad, oh, don't keep giving me these charms. I'm not going to wear it. But obviously, she really wanted me to have it because underneath all the tangle was the charm bracelet. And my father and I had this wonderful moment on Christmas Day because we missed that she wasn't there very first Christmas. And it actually felt so good to find it, the very charm bracelet he gave her in 1970 on Christmas Day.
That's so touching. And of course, obviously, I'm going to say to you that she was there in that room sharing that experience in the discovery of the bracelet. And she led you to that. I did say it was hidden, it was covered.
Yes. And you did say it was hidden, it was covered, yes.
It was meant to be that you would find it, and she shared that experience with you on Christmas. Yes. Rest assured.
Yes. You know, because you could have said anything, mm-hmm. you know. And so it was really, really right on. And that is just, you know, one of many moments that we've had over the years, but probably the most profound in terms of the way it touched me.
I'm very happy about that. Yes. Well, that's really what this work is about, and I find that I think someone had asked me, what does this mean? What does this work do for you? What does it mean to you? And the meaning is that I have profound gratitude more and more as time goes on about how we're also, and it may sound cliche-ish, but we're also connected, this interconnection with people. And I'm always in awe each time I work with someone that I'm able to make that connection with them. And it's quite amazing.
Have you had any experiences where people have been rude to you? Or, you know, sometimes people have reactions, you know, maybe when you've given them information, or maybe just hearing, oh, you're a psychic. Oh, you know, do they ever...
Or to challenge me, actually. Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had those experiences.
Well, you know, I try to handle it with hopefully some finesse and decorum. I actually had someone... This is terrible. Spit in my face once.
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Because she thought that this was against her religion.
Oh.
And I wondered why she even came for the reading to begin with.
Right.
But I handled that well, and I think she was so surprised at the way I handled it, she didn't believe that I didn't become insulted or upset with her.
I psychically am picking up that she was frightened.
Probably. I think that most of the work, when people do react in a very opposite way that you expect, it comes from fear, it comes from a lack of knowledge, and let's face it, a lot of people are superstitious.
Yes, yes. And on that note, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back with the Good Health Workshop. You're listening to the Good Health Workshop, and I'm here with Louisiana Zinn, who's my dear friend, and we are talking about psychic development today. And I thought that we would talk about our quote of the week.
Yes.
I would share that with you. And our quote of the week is, "You know things without knowing how you know, but you know it is true." And this is a quote from Avis Williams, and she wrote a book called The Psychic Mind.
Well, you know, you've heard the expression, I've had the gut feeling. I didn't have tangible proof, but I had this visceral feeling in the gut, and I knew it was correct. You've heard people say things like that.
Yeah.
So it can be a bodily response. In terms of how one knows and one can trust it, well, aside from the bodily response, you might want to test out a few other ways of knowing. I always recommend sleeping on something. Before you go to sleep at night, you're in that state of relaxation. The alpha waves are working and just about to go off to slumberland. You ask yourself the question, was that correct, the feeling that I had today, the information that I received? And I assure you, in the morning, if you try it for a few nights, in the morning you'll have the answer and you'll know.
So you're suggesting not to work or to act on your first reaction.
Correct.
Or like you may have the gut feeling come up of an aversion or a fear, but you're recommending kind of sitting with it a bit?
Because it may just be a fear. Fears are irrational, most of them. Of course, if someone is trying to attack you, obviously that's a real fear. But most fears that we have, most thoughts that we have, the dread that we experience, the stress that we encounter because of it, these items, these bits of information, these little ideas that we get never really occur, but we suffer as a result of it.
Oh, I suffer so much. I spend so much time mulling things over and over and over. It's like this tape that just keeps replaying itself. And, you know, I was introduced to some of the Buddhist ideas back in the 1990s, and it was remarkable how I really was able to see how I torture myself all the time.
And you were able to learn how to let it go?
Yes.
Put it in a different place.
Until it comes back. But then that's the practice for me. The practice is to be conscious enough to see that I keep replaying that and to work with it.
Well, and that plays into understanding the purpose of developing psychically. Again, it's about a more heightened awareness. It's about having access to information, even if it's a small sliver, a little piece of the puzzle that you didn't have before. It gives you an edge in life. It gives you more confidence. You're not always erring on the side of fear. Once you feel confident about knowing something, quote-unquote knowing.
And after you've slept on it and you sort of evaluate how you're feeling, is there other ways to sort of tune into that, what's true for you or not?
Well, meditation. I've always been a fan of meditation. That's another way. Some people develop visually as a result of that, or perhaps working with an energy system. The one that I prefer is Reiki, but there are hundreds of energy systems out there that allow us to work with and develop our higher sense of consciousness.
So are you suggesting that allowing for a space, a quiet space, you know, will provide those answers that we're looking for?
Yes, with the least amount of, if any, no distractions. That would be the best way to develop.
It's such a simple concept, right? Sit and meditate, sleep on, you know, whatever is ailing you and, you know, feel it in your body.
Well, this ability to understand or know more is a very normal and natural process that we have access to if we choose to develop it. It's all about free will.
True.
Right?
And the interesting thing is we are so distracted by media, comings and goings, you know, commuting, and then on our free time, you know, making food or, you know, sporting events. I mean, and no wonder we don't know what we're doing half the time, because there's never a moment for that evaluation or reflection or even to tune into what we want or what our desires are.
I agree with you. It's almost a sense of denial of our own spiritual essence.
So you help people with that, would you say?
I hope so, yes.
And when you work with people, do you go through a process yourself? Do you go into a certain space?
Well, years ago when I was learning a method to develop and which I ended up teaching people, yes, there are different techniques that one can choose, and that's all based on what one feels most comfortable with. At this point, it's kind of synchronized. There's no way of me knowing I'm doing this or doing that. It just automatically works together. There's a blending of the systems, and that happens over a period of time.
And when is a good time for someone to utilize the services of a psychic like you?
Well, if they're distressed, if they're uncertain about making important life decisions, if they want to develop their own essence or psychic abilities, there are many ways that one would want to come to a psychic. Most people, of course, want to know, and I'm not putting this down, they want to know about their love life, their health. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I could comment on something that I might pick up and tell them to go to a doctor. Or they might want to know about their wealth. It's rare. Sometimes people will come to me and say, well, I'd like to know about the progression of the planet. Will we annihilate ourselves in the future? What's going to happen? It's rare, but most people are on a different level when they want to know information.
Yeah, so I would think when someone is in a stuck position in their lives, or if they're in a crossroads period, it would make sense.
And it's just about seeing, no one can know it all. I mean, that's not possible because we have free will. Just when someone is hearing some information, they might decide to change or shift their position. And I always tell my clients, you know, the goal for me is for you to be less predictable if you have patterns and habits and tendencies that are causing you more grief and stress than you need in your life. So the idea of just hearing something, some information, might create the shift that's necessary.
And so you're picking up on what is happening at the at that sort of period. It's not like you would tell them something that's happening to them in years to come so much. It's usually around like present time.
Well, we tend to focus in how one gathers time and understands time. That's part of the training. We try to focus more on the current time frame. However, there is possibility of getting information that's long range as well. Mm-hmm. But remember that the individual is creating their life. I'm just tuning in. I have a little window of opportunity to see something a little bit more than they haven't seen or considered.
Right. And there is, as you keep mentioning, the idea of free will.
Absolutely.
So there's. I mean, I feel like there's predestined things that may occur in your life. I feel that, just as far as part of it being my journey in this life. Mm-hmm. But I do feel I have free will on the direction that it may take and what doors may open or close.
In my opinion, prophecy is information. It's not set in stone. It's information that an individual receives. They do with it what they will. If they're acting out of fear, then the prophecy, if it's a negative prophecy, it may actually happen. But the idea of prophecy is to uplift you, to help you change and transcend if that's what you're going for.
Wow. Deep stuff. Oh, my goodness. And what else did I want to talk to you about? You hear my little papers moving around. How about the whole idea of God? You know, some religions, you know, really discourage this kind of thing. I know that you are a spiritual person, but does one need to believe in God? Would someone who's maybe Christian, would they have to feel that they're doing something wrong by working with a psychic? How do you feel about that whole
subject?
That's
a very good question. I never interfere with anyone's belief systems because that would be contrary to the work that we're trying to do. When I said previously we were talking about how you disseminate information to a client, one has to be delicate and tender and yet honest, but have integrity about what they're trying to disseminate. I'm not here to change anybody's mind. I'm here just to give them some information. So we never interfere with their belief systems. One does not have to have a specific belief to develop psychically. Mm-hmm. In fact, if one doesn't have a religious belief, you could say that they're developing more confidence within themselves in developing these abilities.
I am so tuned into that that juice, I call it, that you're calling it a gut feeling.
You are, I know that.
It guides me.
Certainly.
It totally guides me. And I feel like it's the feminine. It's that inner woman within myself that's always directing me. And, you know, with running my own business, I so utilize that. And when I need to hire someone or when something comes up with a client or just, I mean, every part of my day I'm being guided. So, but oftentimes I think some people disconnect from that and they're kind of, not like I'm surprised how they're not able to kind of know something.
Well, you know, it's the same thing about being in one's head and not being tuned into their feelings and emotions. Many times you'll hear psychics say, I feel this, I sense that. Well, they are relying more on their gut or emotional state. That's part of what we're talking about in the development of the ability. So a lot of people are tuned out. They're so much in their head. So the idea is to have a synchronicity of both, mind and heart.
Hmm.
And you do have that, Donna.
I do. You know, I've been told I have, you know, a psychic sense.
You are,
and
absolutely.
I do feel like I'm very sensitive. I'm very vata in the Ayurvedic tradition. So I'm very kind of wired in a way that I'm Yeah, I pick up things. I kind of.
But that makes you the healer that you are.
Yeah.
You are extraordinary.
I'm a good colonic therapist.
And, you know, colonics might be the method that you're choosing to use, but you are a healer, irrespective of what method you use.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, when I'm counseling people or teaching a class, I'm tuning into that ability. And even when I was an artist, of course, and just being directed on how to create art and working with that part of my brain. Well, I think we are going to take a break once again. So we'll be right back. New York Talk Radio. Welcome back to the Good Health Workshop, and I'm Donna Peroni, and I'm here with Louisiana Zinn, and we're talking about psychic development, and I would like to have you share with our listeners a little bit about how they can contact you if they would like a session.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, you can contact me at Gravity East Village. That's where I'm located.
Oh, my goodness.
I will give you my email address as well for further information, and that's L, as in Louisiana, Zinn, as in Zinn, Z-I-N-N, numerical 22, at gmail.com. Zinn, L-Zinn, 22, at gmail.com.
Yeah, so Louisiana has been interested in seeing some clients at Gravity. We have a consultation room for this purpose. And, you know, with the embarkment of this show, she wanted to offer that she will see anyone at Gravity. So I'm so thrilled.
It's a really neat place. You should try it out.
Thank you. And you can call Gravity if you'd like to schedule an appointment at 212-388-9788. And, of course, we are located downtown in New York City. So I want to ask you, because I get a little confused with this sometimes. Are you tuning in when you're working with someone and giving them a reading to your guides and angels, or are you tuning into the persons?
The answer is yes and yes. For the most part, when I'm working with clients, I'm working with their information. Remember, I show a little bit more of what, I open the window a little bit more so that they can see a little bit more about their own lives. So naturally, their own guides will come forward. If for those who don't buy the information about guides, that's fine. Then I will say that I'm tapping into conscious information or in a telepathic way, we'll put it that way, if they don't buy the idea of guides, and that's fine. They don't have to. Remember, we said earlier that you don't have to have a profound belief in anything to be able to work with this information.
And my question is, have you ever had a situation where the door was closed and nobody would really come through?
That's when my guides come through.
Ah.
The backup.
This is your engineer, Lee. Do you see something? Do you see any images, or is it just a feeling that you get?
I see it. Well, I can feel it, see it, sense it. All of those ways of quote-unquote knowing are available, and they are trainable. You can develop them. Anyone can. Seriously. I mean that.
I love it.
Yeah. It's there for us to tap into. The expression, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the expression, to thine own self be true, is what this is all about. It's the getting to know you phase when you start to tap into all this information, who we really are.
Yeah, I attended a meditation group back in the 90s, and every week I'd go, and we would do like a 20-minute meditation, and then we'd walk around a little bit and then sit back down for another like 15 minutes or so. And we would actually give each other messages.
See that?
And I would pick up something that was directed to somebody in the room. And I would see it in the form of like pictures. And then I would just be able to kind of make some sort of sense out of it. And I did get feedback like, wow, you really were, you know, you have no idea what my little issue is, but you totally were tuning into that. And it was pretty profound.
Being the wonderful artist, by the way, Donna is a wonderful artist as well as a healer, but being the artist that you are, you're so visual. And so that would be an easier access or entryway for you to develop because you are so visual. Many people aren't, and you don't have to be to develop psychically, but you happen to have that gift.
And what about dreams? Sometimes people receive messages that way.
They do. The most profound dreams are what we call the lucid dreams. You may dream something, and it's very real to you, and then within a few weeks, a few days, months, it actually comes to pass exactly the way you saw it in the dream.
And all of this that we're talking about with psychic development and tuning into that inner voice, how do you feel it benefits people in their lives?
Well, once again, it's all about developing more knowledge about yourself because, again, we're all interconnected. The more you know about yourself, the more you can understand other people. It does work that way.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it can help you in your relationships overall and just decisions that you have to make.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's huge. It's really huge. What else do I want to talk to you about? So much that we can cover. Can you share a little bit about maybe what you're seeing for the future?
Well,
as a general picture?
Yes, in spite of what's going on at this time.
And it's a pretty, amazing time in terms of where the world's at. It's, scary, and I'm frightened all the time about it, and then other times I'm so excited.
That's true. Well, in spite of all that, there is no such thing as annihilation here. We will survive. The human race will prevail. We are going to go through the next 20 to 30 years dramatic environmental, political and economic changes, but we will be here.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, one of the ideas with the Earth changes, the global warming or whatever, is that it could bring us into an ice age. So, but I guess regardless of anything that could happen, even that, there will be people that will survive it.
That is true. And in my opinion, humans may be contributing to this on some level, but I feel that this is a great cyclical event that is occurring.
What do you feel about these survivalists who say, well, the whole financial system could collapse, and maybe you should have gold or silver or some kind of hard metals to survive?
Of course, Lee is asking this question.
Mind you, I'm not a financial specialist, so I have to make that very clear.
Neither am I. I know nothing about it. But the reason I say so is because the banks almost collapsed here about, 2008, and you just wonder if something happens. If things like that happen, how do you just go out and buy food if you can't get to your cash?
Again, and that's very frightening and very real for a lot of people to think about it. And we should consider that there could be a possibility of a situation where there could be an economic shift or change. And that's really what I'm seeing. I feel that, remember I mentioned 20, 30 years, long range, there will be currency changes. But I don't believe that we're going to get to the point where we'll be out in the streets suffering and looking for food.
Right.
Okay.
That's good.
That's good.
Especially raw food.
Yes, we need our raw food. Of course, if you're out in the streets, maybe you could find a little place to grow some. yeah, there's so many questions in terms of, I guess, what's coming. But I was also wondering, how you discern the information. Let's say you see that somebody is going to pass away in someone's life. That could be really difficult for someone to hear. Do you sense what you should share and what you shouldn't?
I think earlier we actually touched on this information. I'm not brutal with the information that I give people. I'm very mindful and careful of who I'm talking to. And so I'm able to, I'm guided, actually, to give the information in a way that they understand it, but they are not being beaten over the head with it.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever receive information that would be disturbing to you? I don't know. I mean, since you're tuning into someone's angels, is it, or guides, I mean, do you protect yourself if something strange was coming through? I don't know.
Well, some individuals may feel that they need some sort of quote-unquote protection. I'm not a superstitious individual. I do believe that this really is a science, and there will be in the future information, more information about this as to how we can develop our higher selves. But I just put it out there that I'm doing service for people. I'm working from a level of wanting to provide help. My motto is, as one of my teachers would always say, help ever, hurt never. Mm. And that's how I feel about it.
And do you ever work with people and feel they're becoming too dependent on you?
I don't allow that to happen. Mm. This is not the psychic hotline.
And how long is a session usually, typically? How long does it last?
Well, it depends what the individual is looking for. It can be a half an hour or an hour.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, you can get a lot covered in an hour for sure.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is so great. Do you have any other maybe information to share about the future or New York City or anything?
Well, I feel that even though threats can be out there, and there may be some incidences that will occur to temporarily disrupt our way of life, I know that we will prevail, and we shouldn't live in fear. Mm-hmm. Be mindful, be awake, but let's not be fearful.
Mm. Very wise, very wise. Well, we're coming to the close of our show today. My last question I'd like to ask you, maybe you could briefly share how this work has impacted you in your life. How is it for you?
I'm profoundly grateful to be able to work with people. By the way, Donna, I'm not the all-knowing. I don't know much about my life. Isn't that interesting? Because I'm in my own skin, so I can't really discern what my ego might want or what is really there. So I never read for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I've learned in my training, and I train people never to believe their own press when it comes to themselves. Mm. So I don't read for myself, and I do have wonderful guides who work with me. But I have found that this is a great way to connect to people. By working with other people, we learn to connect to ourselves and find out so much more about ourselves.
So at the close of our show, I'd like to just talk a little bit about how people can make an appointment to see you. I had this reaction when you mentioned at Gravity's Village, because I'm just so happy that Louisiana will be seeing clients at Gravity. And this show is a way of launching that she's expanding her ability to make some more time, because you already have. You're pretty busy with all of this, and I appreciate that you'll be seeing people at Gravity. So if you're interested, you will call Gravity East Village at 212-388-9788, and my receptionist can answer any questions you have. If you'd like to write Louisiana directly about anything, you can do that.
Yes, at LZINN22@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And, of course, come to Gravity for all of our services. We offer colon hydrotherapy. We have an excellent brand-new infrared sauna. We have two wonderful massage therapists that are really good at working on, like, difficult areas. Of course, we have EFT with Julia Lucas, and we also have sound and vibrational healing. So, and I'm also doing some muscle testing these days.
That's
great.
I'm
about to sort of let people know about that, and we'll be talking more about that in future shows. And to wrap up, I'd like to thank Lee, our engineer today. I'd like to thank the radio station for providing this opportunity. And I want to thank Pete Calandra, who provided our show with our music. And you can find him on iTunes. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.